Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Said a report that went viral with these Chinese lasers. This is all confirmed now. Right over Maui and Lahaina when the fire started. And they actually go, and I went and checked it myself. It's true. This is, it's all tracked by NORAD. This was happening, and the Chinese, they admit, months before, scanned the topography before they hit. Remember, BlackRock and the globalists control China and their major investments in their military. They can do that. So I want to air this report now. Then I'll come back and take calls. And then I know we have a fourth hour guest host who's doing the fourth hour, Jay Dyer. All right, I'll take a little bit of Jay Dyer's time because I got to get to all the rest of this as well. But here's part of Greg Reich's report going into the Chinese high-powered satellite.
Steve Favis is an expert in computer science and advanced robotics. He has been researching the Maui fires and has compiled evidence that the technology exists to have started these fires from a satellite in Earth orbit. He has also confirmed that the CCP had satellites capable of doing so above Maui at the time of the fires. His work has been published on his website, stevefavis.com, and includes everything you need to recreate these findings. The most efficient way to ignite a fire on the surface from a satellite in Earth orbit would be to paint the target in segments by pulsing the laser with an advanced targeting system. To see if this were possible, Favis calculated what it would require to create a meter-wide, mile-long fire. Fired from a satellite, the Earth's atmosphere will absorb and scatter some of the laser energy. And so the laser would need to be in a wavelength range that minimizes this. The most effective wavelength would be in the near-infrared range, which would allow better transmission through the atmosphere. The near-infrared range would be invisible to the naked eye and would also have a minimal reaction with objects colored blue on the Earth's surface. The power of the laser would need to be in the hundreds of kilowatts range, and so Favis based his calculations on a 10 megawatt laser firing from Earth orbit. Assuming that the atmospheric loss amounts to 50% of the overall power and only 5 megawatts reaches the surface as a 1 square meter beam, it would ignite a fire almost instantly. If this 5-megawatt beam was pulsed across a 1-meter by 1-mile long area in segments, then the time to ignite the entire area would be roughly 2.7 minutes. And it would only take approximately 8.8 seconds to melt an aluminum alloy wheel. The amount of energy required to pulse a 10-megawatt laser for 2.7 minutes would require approximately 3,220 capacitors, which would amount to about 32,200 kilograms in weight. Using MetLab software and plugging in public data provided from NORAD, he found that satellites launched and monitored by the CCP were directly above the Maui fires at the time of ignition. The CCP's most powerful rocket, the March 5, can launch up to 48,500 kilograms of payload, which is more than enough to carry the required payload in Favis's calculations. But Favis has found that the CCP has much more powerful lasers deployed already. He has calculated that the CCP has up to 70 gigawatt lasers in Earth orbit right now. That's at least 100 times more powerful than what he factored into these calculations. Adjusting NORAD's default coordinated universal time, or UTC, to the local time zones, Favis found the following. The Olinda fire was ignited at approximately 10:47 p.m. on August 7th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 5329 99 was directly over the location. The Lahaina fire was ignited at approximately 6:37 a.m. on August 8th. At this exact time, CCP satellite labeled NORAD 558.
The Satanic New World Order is betting against humanity. They're betting on our weakness. They believe they can destabilize civilization and bring us down to the ashes of history. But the trap they've laid for us will be their destruction, not ours. If we trust in God, and if we are valiant and have courage to speak the truth and not comply and engage in civil disobedience and not join the masses who have decided that they are the scum of the earth, who have decided that they will join with this soulless corporate system. As for InfoWars, we are going to steadfastly continue to fight in the information war with our weapon, the truth, against the enemies of humanity. And we put our faith, and we put our trust, and we put our destiny in the hands of God. Because it's been said a trillion times, if God be with us, who can be against us?
Situation. So Jonathan Greenblatt, who is just the front man for this globalist intelligence agency, he came out and said, we don't have any power. This is ridiculous. We're just a little civil rights group that got rid of 60% of Twitter's advertisers. Now Benjamin Netanyahu is in a plane, may have already landed, to land in the Silicon Valley area. Netanyahu flying to Silicon Valley to meet with Elon Musk and discuss anti-Semitism on X. Anti-Semitism, they say, bringing Trump back is anti-Semitism. No, that's election meddling. That's a so-called Jewish organization hiding behind persecution of Jews in World War II as if we did it. Disgusting. Truly, truly evil. And then you look at the rest of the news here. Breaking, Biden planning new national address about cracking down on threat of democracy to be delivered at the McCain Institute, saying white supremacists are everywhere. DHS awards $20 million to program that flags Americans as potential extremists for their online speech. So they can human traffic, the border's wide open, but the big problem is white people. BlackRock, an MSCI under investigation by House Committee for Investments in China. As soon as this got flagged 2 months ago, almost all the money was pulled out by the communist Chinese and the hundreds of billions of dollars. That's Larry Fink for you. BlackRock China funds named a U.S. lawmaker probe. White House chief of staff, wealth and connections collide with Biden's clean energy strategy, where he makes billions of dollars to the Democratic Party off all their fake green agenda. And it just goes on. And on and on. Meanwhile, Kamala Harris, a new video, just said the Biden administration spent $1 trillion on climate anxiety, fear, mind control. And Israel has their judicial reforms that 70%+ of Jews call tyranny and martial law. They don't agree with it. But then, oh, we're supposed to say, well, don't oppose anything in Israel, like making them take shots while you're anti-Semitic. Got to do what their government says. It's a joke, ladies and gentlemen. It's a fraud. It's a lie. The agenda in Israel is the exact same agenda in Singapore, the exact same agenda in London, the exact same agenda in New York, in Los Angeles, and Dallas, Texas. And it's taking over your body and controlling you. It's the same agenda in Brazil, the same agenda in Mexico, the same agenda. It's world government, mad scientists taking control of your bodies, planning new lockdowns, planning all the control. So let's play these clips. Let's play Greenblatt first on national TV, NBC or CNBC. Saying he doesn't know why people claim he has power, why jeepers creepers, Jiminy Crickets, he doesn't know what's happening. Then we'll play the Deputy Secretary General of the UN admitting their censorship's failing and calling for major crackdowns.
I mean, Elon tweeted something I didn't know, that the advertising revenue's down 60%. But look, brands are big boys and girls. They will make their own decisions. I mean, let's be clear here. Like, this is the wealthiest man in the world running one of the most powerful media platforms.
By the way, hit pause there and start it over. The real wealth is hidden. So Elon Musk, $140 million, is chicken feed compared to BlackRock that has quadrillions. So let's just get that straight. Oh, here's the biggest man in the world. He's intimidating us because he let Jordan Peterson back on the Internet. Oh, I don't have power. I'm just Jonathan Greenblatt. I just spy on you and train your police and censor you. And if you don't like open borders, you don't like fentanyl, you don't like World War III, you're anti-Semitic. Which again creates anti-Semitism, which gets in more funds. See how it works? Continue.
I mean, Elon tweeted something I didn't know, that the advertising revenue's down 60%. But look, brands are big boys and girls. They will make their own decisions. I mean, let's be clear here. Like, this is the wealthiest man in the world running one of the most powerful media platforms on the planet. We're a nonprofit here in New York. So I think figuring out, like, who has the power in this relationship, it's pretty clear to me.
Jonathan, how do we...
And, of course, firings at Twitter.
Hit pause. Let's go to the Deputy Secretary General in a moment for the UN. So we don't have any power. We just have BlackRock behind us and the UN, and we're just surveilling you and watching you. Oh, Elon Musk has the power. Let's continue.
And, of course, firings at Twitter have left us with no one to call to flag content that
to control people
or even incitement to violence.
Oh, yeah.
We're now seeing that almost anyone can promote disinformation for the price of a blue tick.
Which you...
So we've
declared.
It's not all bad. We have teamed up with the platforms to elevate reliable information around COVID and climate, to amplify trusted messengers, and we have quite an army of them out there who want to take UN content and promote it within their followings. And also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share. But yet, we do feel like we are in an information war.
Oh, you are,
and
sweetheart.
And that we need to massively ramp up our response.
Oh, you have.
So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly
hit pause.
React.
Back that up to 20 seconds. We wake up. They don't come with blue helmets, folks. They come with censorship and AI. So they're like, we're losing the info war. Yeah, you're a fraud. You just killed 80-plus million people with lockdowns. And she's all, oh, what do we do? They're not listening. We want to take their food and cut their pipelines off and devalue their currencies, and they don't like it. We're the chosen globalists. We're supposed to rape everybody. Now, the chosen people are supposed to empower us, dumbass. Why don't you just join humanity? Now you're with Bill Gates and King Charles, that degenerate pedophile. Burn in hell. So she's gulping like a fish out of water. Because you're losing. And you will lose. But you and Larry Fink got your big old heart on for us, and you keep raping us. And you're mad like, we're raping them, and they're getting upset. Well, just censor them more. Give them more poison shots. Give them more 5G. They'll bow down once we rape them good. Yeah, just slap them around a little bit. That'll teach them. But does it work, does it? You gross person. I don't know who this lady belongs to or what group she's from. I don't even do that. What comes out of her mouth is diarrhea. Poison diarrhea. Continue.
want to take UN content and promote it within their followings, and also educating users on how to slow the spread of disinformation. Our new slogan that we want to have everybody have in their ear when they're online is pause, take care before you share. But yet we do feel like we are in an information war and that we need to massively ramp up our response. So we're creating at the UN a central capacity to monitor and also have the ability to rapidly react when mis- and disinformation and hate speech is threatening not just our people, our operations, but also the issues and the causes that we're working on. But also we're going to be gearing up our verified initiative around climate change and developing this UN code of conduct on information integrity on digital platforms, hoping to set global standards that we can all advocate around so that we can collectively work for a more humane internet.
Like when you starve 87 million people to death? Wow.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 Jason and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I'll never give up. I'll never give in. I've told you I can give out. But if that's the wheelhouse they put me in, that's fine. We continue on. But it's that serious. Go to InfoWarsStore.com now and experience Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Experience Real Red Pill Plus. Experience DNA Force Plus. All discounted. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support. These really are things you should get. You should make the decision now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. All right, we got Steve, we got Donald, we got Andrew, we got Jonathan, we got Jason, we got Kevin, we got Chase, we got Maddie, we got Melissa, we got everybody. And we have this global banking cartel, whoever runs it, we can debate that all day, cutting off the resources, starting World War III, starting race wars, creating incredible division, and trying to play us off against each other for control, and we should reject that. Steve in Texas. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I wanted to talk to you about the Kazarian Jews. And I'm an older guy, probably about your dad's age. And it was very hard for me to understand that Israel, the nation state that's there now, is not the Israel of the biblical times that we read about in the Bible. It's a separate thing. The Kazarian Jews... from the 1600s, as I understand it, infiltrated the Jewish population, and they're the ones behind this thing called Zionism, which is different than the thing called Judaism, which is the ethnic Jews who worship Yahweh. And Zionism is a completely different animal. It's everything that you've talked about is centered in this Zionist movement, which is not Jewish and not Christian. So the Christian population in our country, most of us older ones, believe that if we go against the nation state of Israel, then we're going against God and we'll be cursed, just like it says in the Bible. When I found out that the Kazarians have infiltrated the Jewish population and are masquerading as Jews, then that opened up a whole different spectrum of understanding for me. And that's when I became a fan of the InfoWar, because like the lady says, we are in InfoWar, and the American people who support Israel because they're Christians, because they believe that Israel there is the same Israel as in the Bible, that is a core problem. And if the people understand it, they won't support it anymore, and then the whole thing will break. So that's it, buddy.
All right, thank you so much for the call. Let's go to Donald in California. You're on the air.
Hello, Mr. Jones. How are you?
I'm all right.
I bought your Nitric Boost, your fish oil, and the Never Surrender tea.
Thank
and
you.
I just want to say, you're welcome. God bless you and everybody at InfoWars, and may God prosper you in everything you do, and I hope you succeed in everything. I wanted to say that one of my family members works at Disneyland, and I was asking them about the drag queen thing, and they said that somebody had been arrested already for messing with one of the kids already. So we got that going.
Oh yeah, it's a pedophile cult, brother.
Oh yeah, and then as for Orange Schreier, I just want to say that he's fighting a good fight, and you know, you fight for your freedom or you be conquered by your oppressors, and you know, he's fighting a good fight, and I just want to say thank you for everything that you do, and you've always been right, sir.
Well, not always, but most of the time. I wish I wasn't. Thank you so much, Donald. Andrew in Texas, you're on the air.
Hey, greetings, Alex, to all the info warriors out there that are continuing to fight this fight through prayer and or finances. Looking back at everything, I think, and I kind of switched up a little bit just because I got off topic listening to the other great listeners and their info. But I think it's something more sinister for BB, because at one time I liked BB, but I think he's totally working for the devil, and that's Netanyahu. But I think they're everybody's trying to get on Musk's good side, because the technology, and even if all that evil technology and the satellites is supposed to be, you know what I mean, what's the word I'm looking for, when you govern something, I think everyone's going to that man to take it from him and or threatening. But that's what I got. All I can say too, Alex, is tell everybody out there to limit the content that puts fear. Seek the Spirit of God. Seek the Holy Ghost. Come back. Eat a little bit, but don't let it consume you. God bless you, sir.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it. Jonathan in South Carolina. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. First, I want to say I've been listening for about 20 years, and I've been buying all your products since you started putting out X2.
Well, you're the reason we're on air, brother.
I appreciate that, man, and I appreciate keeping you on air, because it's you've saved my life, you've saved my mom's life in a lot of different ways, a lot of my friends too. So I appreciate you very much, sir. Now, my question is, and it's a bit rhetorical at first until I kind of get through some stuff, but is Jew a religion or a race? And people get in trouble when they say, "Oh, well, it's just a religion," and then the reality is, if you read in the Jewish Almanac themselves, they claim to themselves, strictly speaking, it is incorrect to call an ancient Israelite a Jew, or to call a contemporary Jew an Israelite or a Hebrew, and that goes back to what your first caller was talking about, and really, yeah, we can say that they're the Khazarian Jews, but these are biblically the Edomites. And they trace their lineage back to that. So to them, it's racial. And to people that aren't in that club, like George Carlin talks about, to them, it's more of a religion. And then within that differentiation, you've got the Jews that accept Christ and then the Jews that don't. And then you can get into what the Bible says about that. And, you know, in John 1.
Sure. What about Bill Gates and the eugenics and Hitler and the New World Order? Is that doesn't yep. exist?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Hitler was half Jewish. Bill Gates has been on record, I mean, dealing with the Jews. He's their front man. He's the guy that they can go, yeah, Alex, look at you. I mean, and you will, and you'll point out Bill Gates. And he's a great poster boy because he's a white dude. And that they are the most anti-white people, and I'm not claiming all Jews are that. I'm claiming these Jews that have usurped the name Jew, put it on themselves like a beard, and then parade around literally in charge of us. Janet Yellen, Merrick Garland, Alejandro Mayorkas, Avril Haines, Ron Klain, David Cohen, Eric Lander, Victoria Nuland, Wendy Sherman, Anthony Blinken, all Jews. I mean, they are doing this to us. So then what you said earlier when you said, where's the good Jews saying, hey, I'm not that? That is, I'm so glad I heard you say that today, dude, because that is what's needed. We need to say the Jews are doing this to us. And then we need to explain a little further that it's not really all Jews, of course, that are chasing Jews around. But nonetheless, we have to call out the people who are claiming to be Jew and are, in fact, doing this to us.
But the law, what about Xi Jinping? Is he Jewish?
No, but the Jews sure do deal with China like it's nobody's business. I mean, it's all business. This is all business. They don't care about anything else. They're all about their shekels and their dollars, and then switching the currency over and owning us. We're already chattel owned on our birth certificate as collateral to a bankrupt country that was bought out by foreign banking industries, which we know is the Rothschild.
Do you understand the dialectic, though, making this all about that gives power to the ADO?
I don't think so, man. I think if we can't say what it is, how do we fix it? If we can't say...
Hey, we got open phones. It's free speech. We're taking phone calls. I appreciate your call, Jonathan. Chase, Maddie, Melissa, Jason, Robert, Chad, Ryan, your calls are just a few minutes away. Stay with us.
most powerful InfoWars life formula yet. DNA Force Plus is now back in stock for 25% off while supplies last. This elite formula contains the most cutting-edge enzymes, potent antioxidants, and traditional naturally occurring ingredients to protect the vitality of your very DNA. The powerhouse ingredients in DNA Force Plus include TQQ, CoQ10, organic reishi mushroom, astragalus root, rhodiola root, and an array of even more incredible antioxidants and extracts carefully chosen to help support healthy heart function while promoting energy production down to the cellular level. Provide your cells and DNA with the protection they need and try a bottle of DNA Force Plus today for 25% off. Or for an additional 10% off, grab the combo pack with DNA Force Plus and Body Soul Support. These offers and so much more are only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Fraud and a lie. The poison COVID shots don't work. They make us sick. They kill us. To whoever runs it, we oppose it. And all I'm saying is they're trying to make it about Jews. Elon Musk never made it about Jews. The ADL is doing that. It's so transparent. So I'm not an apologist for Musk or the Jews or anybody else. I'm saying at least sit back and see the control. Chase in Illinois, you're on the air. Thanks for calling on this Friday edition.
It's a teetotal delight to get in, Mr. Young. Anyway, first let me say that
I'm going to be honest with you. You got to back off your phone. So I missed what you just said. What was that?
I said it was a teetotal delight to speak to you. Can you hear me now?
Man, I still miss what you said. I'll give you one more try.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now? Well, hold on. Can you hear me, Chase?
Yes, I can. Okay, let me blast through this then. I want to thank you for the InfoWars enema. It caused hallucinations better than DMT. Beside that, Alex, sometimes we have visions and they come true. And I don't know if this is true or not, but I had a vision of you. It was a heavy, heavy notion of you assisting in massive baptisms in churches and real life events. So I don't know what God's doing. I don't know if he's segueing you out of the radio and if that's even a true thing, but I would encourage you to put that on your radar. And really quickly, I got 3 points. One, Jesus said, beware of wolves in sheep's clothing. He called Antichrist Judaism Satan's synagogue. They were promoting eugenics 1,500 years before Hitler was even born. The Talmud promotes blasphemy, pedophilia, murder, and theft. And so what we're seeing is that we're conforming legislation. World legislation is being conformed to the Talmud. That's a fact. Number two, I don't think Europeans are on top because Napoleon said the hand that gives is above the hand that takes. He said international bankers have no national allegiance. They can fund both sides of wars. No matter who loses, they win profits. Historically, Jews were above the European kings because they were the bankers giving them loans. And third point, end times. The end times revolves around China and Russia attacking Israel, and God himself says, behold, I set thee in the midst and make you a cup of reeling. He draws Russia and China down. It's God. And God says they have to be attacked, and he will purge out these Antichrist rebels and have a refined remnant. But I believe why it's going to be Russia and China, and I'll be done right here. Why Russia and China? I believe they're going to realize that they need to kill millions of their best entrepreneurs in China and Russia. Were the Jews. 2% of Russia was Jewish. They were like 80% of the secret police. But again, it's God himself that is bringing down war. So let's not defy God. Now they've got it coming. But, and finally, if anybody qualified as the mouthpiece of Antichrist, you all know Harari. Let's just say that right now. This man is an enemy of life itself. And with that, I love you. I thank you for everything. You're a hero. And thank you for your time.
Well, I appreciate your free speech. You were just excited. I couldn't understand what you're saying. Maybe listeners can figure it out. But I got everything else you said after that. So thank you. Kevin in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Alex. Pleasure to talk to you. I hope you don't mind if I switch topics to Hawaii for a minute here. But I wanted to ask if you heard the Greg Rich report from yesterday in regard to the hypothesis that a Chinese satellite with an energy weapon might be responsible.
Yeah, let's run B-roll of the end of Greg Reese's report where it shows it's confirmed by NORAD. I looked it up myself. Yeah, we played that twice yesterday, talked about it a lot, so you may not have been tuned in yesterday, but it is pretty bad, pretty damning.
The argument sounded really compelling. I just wanted to, I don't understand what China's what would they have to gain by that?
Well, let's be clear. China's a client state of BlackRock and the globalist. That's what I meant to get to. And I think I'm going to shoot a report today about this, and we're going to post it in that video. The Chi-Coms are literally run by BlackRock. So BlackRock wants that property. That's like $20 million for them. And now we know it looks like a laser was probably involved. So, again, people think, oh, the Chi-Coms did it. Yeah, they did it, but they're in bed with Larry Fink.
And would our military or intelligence not be aware of this? I mean, why would they not be screaming this from the rooftop?
Well, we already saw 2 months before Chinese lasers, the Pentagon confirmed, scanned the topography.
And by the way,
I remember that. Yeah.
I mean, this was already going on before Reagan, but they put hundreds of billions in to space-based lasers after. So when the media makes jokes about lasers, they exist. Now, I would say they would do it by aircraft because that's easier to shoot through the water vapor. Remember, there's like 10 feet of water in the first 15,000 feet of atmosphere. That's what clouds are. Even the clear sky, there's a bunch of water vapor. But they've got mathematicians that have done the equations that a powerful enough laser would still start fires easily.
And so would you say that it's because of this BlackRock involvement that our own media and government are just pretty silent on the whole?
Well, yeah, subject? BlackRock owned the power lines and denied the water and left the power on. I thought it was the power lines. They were part of it. But now we have a Chi-Com giant laser satellite. The Pentagon says it's a secret, probably laser payload, a gigantic satellite, six times more powerful than they need to start fires, directly over Lahaina, Maui, when the fire started. That is confirmed.
Jeez, and so everyone's just ruining these people's lives for a few bucks.
Well, think about it. I mean, we're in Star Wars for real. You don't blow up enemy troops. That's obvious. You just start fires in California. Start fires at other key places you're given by BlackRock to hit. BlackRock wants post-industrial world. They said we're going to behaviorally control you. And BlackRock, it's in the news today, owns the Chinese military. In fact, I'll show you here in a minute here. It's in the news today. Overhead shot, please. BlackRock and MSCI under investigation from a House Committee for Investments in China. Turns out they fund half the Chinese military, including their satellites. BlackRock China funds named U.S. lawmakers probe. And it goes on from there. So, yeah, they're the main funder of the Chinese satellites.
Unreal.
Can't make that up, can you?
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Go ahead. Anything else? Did they hang up on you? Jason in Ohio, you're on the air.
Hello. Do you hear me, Alex Jones?
Yeah, man. When we go to your calls, brother, you're on the air.
Hold
on.
I'm sorry, man.
Whoa. You're on air. Go ahead.
All right. I appreciate you, Alex. And your products, too, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
I take Bodies, X2. All of it, man, really made a difference. I was really, like, no energy.
Well, the products really work. Plus, they keep us on air. So it's only idiots wouldn't do it. I need support. People want to fight the globalists. We're their number one enemy. People should tell. Let's talk about that. I'm sorry I was rude. I'm just really frustrated and pissed off.
You're all right.
Skip the break, guys. Skip the break. Start over with the products and get to your topic.
All right. If you're listening to Alex Jones and you're getting your information from him and you're not taking his products and helping you out, then you're losing, man, because these products are the best. I'm telling you.
What do the products do for you? Tell us about it.
Well, like the bodies. My back was, I needed a hernia. I had a hernia. I needed a surgery. And I'm not needing it because I did physical therapy with Bodies and glucosamine and a couple other things. I was able to get my back pain down to where I didn't need the surgery. So that's one thing. The body has even helped my stomach, you know, like I was having digestive problems as well. Helped me out. Yeah, I know that the poly doesn't even really do that or isn't supposed to, but it did. So lucky me, you know. But the X2, I think more clearer. I have 2-year supplies of it. It lasts forever. Buy it. It's worth it. Take it. Oh, man, the fish oil I take.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Just, you know, whatever you got to do. That's why all the middle. That's why all the people out there on the fence need to support us.
Exactly. I want to just read a little bit from a poem written in 1970 from the great Ozzy Osbourne called War Pigs. Generals gather in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers of death construction. In the fields, the bodies burn as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hate of mankind poisoning their brainwashed mind. Oh, Lord, yeah. Play that maybe. I don't know what copyright is, but pretty much sums up what's happening in the world today. And
no, I hear you. And I am a fan of that original heavy metal. It was actually the bassist wrote that.
Yeah, yeah. Great song. If it's satanic...
Generals gather in the masses, just like witches and black masses, sorcerers of death construction. We're gonna end this hour with that song, brother.
Attaboy. God bless you, Alex. And I saw the article your wife posted about you not paying, your member. We were told we all have the mind of a goldfish, but I don't think it's true.
Well, no, people, they just want you to think we have plenty of money. I actually talked to my accountants today. Thanks for the call. Let me. I didn't respond to that because I don't care. AP, Reuters, thousands of articles, thousands. It's everywhere. They didn't file a court filing. They filed a public notice at the court saying Jones spent $90-something thousand dollars in July. Well, it's true. I paid my property taxes and my legal bills, and then 4 months of maid services, like $1,000 a month or something, I hadn't paid. They put it all in one thing, cherry-picked it to say, look, Jones has all this money. He doesn't need money. They just say that to make you think that, and like, oh, he has boats. I haven't used those boats in a year, a couple motorboats. One's like 20 years old. We're getting rid of them. I don't even care. But my wife, I didn't know she did that last night. I went to bed at like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night. She stayed up late. This morning I saw her respond on Twitter. She's like, this is lies, because she knows it's lies. And they're like, oh, your house had $6,000 in repairs. Had broken pipes from an ice storm. It's literally the level I'm at. Oh, I'm bad. I'm not smuggling children. $6,000 in house repairs. It's a joke, people. It's an absolute fraud. But that they don't want you to support us, so they put it in hundreds of publications. And again, one AP goes in, well, I think thousands. I mean, AP is in every local news. Every newspaper basically publishes it. Well, I think thousands. It's probably just AP said 1,000. Jones is bathing in money. Jones is just full of cash. He's just so powerful. But Larry thinks good with his quadrillions. All right, Ryan in Idaho, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Man, I'm so happy to be here. I just want to first say that I've been listening and supporting for years.
Thank you, guys.
I love what you're doing. You guys are just doing God's work. And a previous caller had brought up Vivek Ramaswamy. And this has been something that's been kind of, you know, bouncing around in my mind is, so if we all agree that the problem with America and why we're falling is because we've lost sight of God and our culture. If that's a problem, well, then the solution is, well, bringing it back in and doing what you're doing. And so as Christians, is it appropriate for us to elect someone who is not a Christian into, you know,
Vivek Ramaswamy is actually going to win. I'm just saying the things he's saying is good, so I just judge it off that. Doesn't mean I trust him to run things, but it shows how popular freedom is that everybody from Joe Rogan to Tucker Carlson saying this.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, I understand. I've heard him too, and I just think that that's a concept that I think that us as Christians need to really consider. Like, what are we supporting here, and is that actually part of the original problem? You know, and I just wanted to bring it up. I haven't heard anybody talking about it, and I figured I would bring it
to you guys. No, I agree. I mean, as Christians, we try not to demand people follow our worldview, but they demand we follow their worldview. And Christians should become more politically, culturally, religiously aggressive and more territorial.
And you said it yourself, it starts in the church, but it also, you know, you have to understand the church is not in four walls. It's in our relationships. It's in our conversations. It's in what you're doing. Yeah.
Ryan, thank you. I'm trying. Chad in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, brother.
Hey.
I've just been down here in Florida, and I heard you touch base down on the ADL stuff and how there was, like, you know, little to no race relation issues prior to a certain era. And I was thinking about that. If we think back to 2014, whenever Lewis Head, who was that gentleman, Michael Brown's stepfather, was on top of that car in Ferguson, Missouri, and he was saying, burn this you-know-what down. And then Barack Obama doesn't come out to say anything against
that. Well, Barack Obama was running all that. It came out.
Oh yeah, and then we fast forward to 2014. Whenever Dylann Roof, who was the lone gunman that went to that Charleston church and shot those innocent black people, which was a very unfortunate thing, and it's nothing that any of us want to condone or anything like that. I'm absolutely against it 100%. But if you watch the interview, the FBI interview after that with Dylann Roof, he's basically quoting to the FBI agents that are interviewing him FBI statistics and his reasoning why he carried out that shooting. And you think about the common theme with the Charleston, the Buffalo, New York shooting, and here recently we got Jacksonville. These gentlemen are between 19 and 21 years of age, a very, you know, age where your things are very influential to you and you kind of pick up on it. You can't really, more rage than anything comes through. And I think that, you know, all the listeners out there, black, white, brown, anybody needs to understand that there's some menacing people out there. And they're
there's a giant anti-white ADL run attack. That white people are inherently evil. There's massive anti-white crime. It's the number one crime out there, statistically racially based. Meanwhile, Joe Biden says white people are out murdering everybody, trying to stir whites up to do it. It's a total race war, black rock operation.
And exactly. And to my fellow brothers and sisters out there that happen to be black and conservative, you know, don't be afraid to go out to the community and let people know about Huey P. Newton, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King Jr. Once they realized that they were pawns in the game, unfortunately, their lives ended. And that's just the way it's been going. It's been going that way for years. And there's no sense for this division. We can all come together.
Absolutely. Beautiful point, Chad. Jane in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead, Jane.
Hi. So the United States Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15, gives Congress the power to call forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union, suppress insurrections, and repel invasions. Now, the current definition of the militia, as I understand it, and I could be wrong, is the National Guard, the Navy militia. And it
yeah, that's their false includes, definition. It's, you know, it's the Second Amendment's definition.
Okay, perfect. So yeah, I think the Congress, it's time that they invoke this. You said it.
They're collapsing society to bring in their communist militia. The answer is the constitutional militia.
Yeah, the communist militia is here. They've been coming through our border. The Chinese communist militia has been coming through our border for the last 2.5 years. Communist Party for the last 10, 20 years has been building their own army, and I believe that these people are coming in to join them.
Oh, there's no doubt they're building a physical army, but they have our medical system. They have law enforcement. They already have us. We have to recognize that.
They do, and that's the problem. Congress doesn't recognize that. If they were to recognize this and start just call forth the National Guard and have them start, first of all, they need to take out all these judges and all these Soros installed.
Well, the problem is it's a grand jury indicts people. We can't have law enforcement take out the judges. That's what the left actually wants. But I hear what you're saying. But it's not like the average cop's hired because they follow orders. People keep thinking the military or the police are going to save us. That's the lowest rung, folks. And nothing against them, but that's just, I mean, they send the state police to the Texas border. They write tickets to citizens taking their children to school for 5 miles over the speed limit. They follow orders. They're not going to save us. Our noncompliance is what's going to save us. Dennis in Kentucky and others, I'm going to go to break, come back and take a few more of your calls, and then I'm going to hand the baton to the great Jay Dyer, who goes right to the globalist documents that's so critical. Please remember, we have great products that are incredible that you need that will empower your life. DNA Force Plus, back in stock. Body's Ultimate Tumor Formula, back in stock. Real Red Pill Plus, just came back in a few days ago, back in stock. All discounted together. We're going to go to break and come back with more of your phone calls straight ahead. Thank you all for your support. Stay with us.
Evil minds that plot destruction.
Sorcerers of death's construction.
Sorcerer of death's construction.
Oh, yeah.
In the fields of bodies burning.
As the war machine.
As the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Poisoning
their brainwashed minds.
Oh, yeah!
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.